So School Podcast.
Ouro Preto is an interesting city. In 1698, gold was discovered nearby. And nearly 100 years later, during the boom of the gold fever of 1788, in which one-fifth of the profit from the mines passed to the Portuguese royal family, the miners became frustrated at the exploitation of their natural resources. A small group of intellectuals, fueled by French revolutionary ideas, which they learnt about from books brought over from Europe, actually prohibited in Brazil, formed an uprising. As part of their beliefs that all men were equal, they reached a decision about the slaves, in that all slaves born in Brazil would be free. The revolution was quashed, and one of the revolutionaries, Tiradentes, which translates as tooth-puller, was the only one of the group not to lie to the colonialists about his role in the rebellion. He was consequently jailed for 3 years without defence, then hung, drawn and quartered, as the wrongful leader of the revolt and an example to others considering rebellion. The people of the nearby Areal da Ponta do Moro, quaintly translated as Hamlet on a Hilltop, changed the name of their town to honour him, and he became a symbol of standing up against the colonial Portuguese rule. This rebellion, as the Portuguese monarchy had feared, did indeed spark others, including one in Bahia in 1798, and one in 1817 in Pernambuco. After these, the Portuguese grip was never quite the same, and in 1822, Brazil was proclaimed an independence. It is interesting that the Brazilian gold rush started 100 years before the Californian and Australian ones. But, instead of increasing Brazil's prosperity, it financed England's industrial revolution, and the cities of Lisbon and Barcelona, reinforcing the elevated status of the colonialists. The only positive effect on the country was the considerable development of Rio de Janeiro, although this in itself was rather ironic, because the reason it benefited was because it was the main port from which to export the gold. In the 18th century, oratories, images of saints in glass boxes, were built on street corners in order to protect the villagers from evil spirits. Half a century later, caravans of gold heading for Portugal were intercepted despite the routes being changed. It became evident that somebody was leaking information. It was, in fact, Antonio Francisco Alces, a seemingly decent man, who would change the direction of the oratory to face the route that the gold caravan had taken. He was turned in, and he and his family were sent to the jungle. Although he was rescued, his wife and children weren't. The Igreja de Santa Efigenia dos Pretos was built between 1742 and 1749 for the black slave community. Slaves prayed to the black images of San Antonio to prevent them from being crushed in the mines. The church was financed by gold from Chico Hay's mine. Chico Hay was an African king whose tribe had been captured, but he set them all free again by working for his freedom. This was promptly banned by the Portuguese king.